shall receive power. November 2. Unlimited supplies of missionary spirit. And believers were the more added to the Lord, multitudes both of men and women, insomuch that they brought forth the sick into the streets, and laid them on beds and couches, that at the least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. The last words of Christ to his disciples were, "Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature." And spreading his hands above them in benediction, he ascended to heaven, surrounded by hosts of heavenly angels who had come to escort him on his way to the portals of God. His last commission to his disciples made them the agents whereby his gospel of glad tidings was to go to the nations. This was Christ's last will and testament to his followers who walked with him during the years of his earthly ministry, and to those who should believe on him through their word. His first work in heaven was in harmony with his last commission on earth, for he sent the promise of the Father upon them. On the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit was poured out upon the praying disciples, and they testified as to its source to all, wherever they went. The missionary spirit was poured out in unlimited supplies, and the disciples testified of a crucified and risen Savior, and convinced the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment to come. They did just as their risen Lord had directed them to do, and began at Jerusalem to publish the gospel, in the very place where the deepest prejudice existed, and where the most confused ideas prevailed in regard to him who had been crucified as a malefactor. 3,000 received the message and were converted. They were not intimidated through persecution, imprisonment, and death, but they continued to speak with all boldness the words of truth, setting before the Jews the work and mission and ministry of Christ, his crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension. And believers were added daily to the Lord, both of men and women.